भगवती वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
पुरुषः
प्रकृतिस्थो
हि भुङ्क्ते प्रकृतिजान् गुणान् कारणं गुणसंज्ञा अस्य सदसा योनि जन्मसु। पुरुषा प्रकृतिस्थो हि भुङ्क्ते प्रकृतिजान् गुणान् कारणं गुणसंज्ञा अस्य सदसा जन्मयोनिषु। पुरुषा प्रकृतिस्थो हि भुङ्क्ते प्रकृतिजान् गुणान् कारणं गुणसंज्ञा अस्य सदसा जन्मयोनिषु। पुरुषा द लिविंग एंटिटीज प्रकृतिस्था बींग सिचुएटेड इन द मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड ही सर्टेनली भुंगते एंजॉय प्रकृतिजान प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय द मेटीरियल नेचर गुना मोर सब मेटीरियल नेचर कारणम कॉज गुणसंग एसोसिएशन विद द मोर सब मेटीरियल नेचर अश ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटी सदा सत गुड एंड बैड जोनी स्पीसीज ऑफ लाइफ जन्मसु बर्थ। The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to the to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species of life. Purusha. Purusha means Enjoyer, the living entity. Oh, aye aye. Hare Krishna. आपको चेयर देगा ना ऐसी भर जाएंगे। नहीं आपको बैठने की तकलीफ नहीं। सो दैट वे आई हैव ऑलरेडी एक्सप्लेन पुरुषा। पुरुषा मीन्स द एंजॉयर एंड प्रकृति मीन्स एंजॉयर। सो पुरुषा प्रकृति स्थो the living entity although chalo let me prakriti stho means this material world the living entity although part and parcel of god spiritual entity but He has come to this material world to enjoy. Anyone who is in this material world, his original cause of coming down from the spiritual platform to this material platform means he wanted to enjoy. In the spiritual world, the only enjoyer is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All others are enjoyed. But here in this material world, everyone is trying to become the Supreme and others to be enjoyed. That everyone is trying to become God. And the last layer of Maya is that one is claiming that I am God. When he tries to become big businessman, big jamindar, big minister, big president, or in the society, big rich man, big, all this. And when he fails to become all kinds of bigs, he wants to become one with God. By merging into God, he'll be the biggest. That is the philosophy. So, basic principle is how to become big. Otherwise, because unless I become very big, I cannot enjoy. So, what is the field of this enjoying activities? This body that we have discussed. Khetra khetra gyan idam shariram khetram iti avidhiyat. This body is the field of activities. The Purusha, the living entities, has been entrapped by this material energy. That is called Purusha Prakritistho. He is not required to stay in this material world, but he has decided to enjoy this material world. Therefore he is here. But he can give up. That is called liberty. That is called salvation. He can give up. Mukti. Mukti means, that is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hitya annatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. That is called mukti. Mukti hitva annatha rupam. Here every living entity is situated annatha rupam. Annatha rupam means otherwise, which is not his nature. His nature is to serve, but he is staying here not as servant but as master. So, Purusha Prakritistha, he bhungte. Bhungte means enjoys. Prakriti jana guna. Prakriti jana, he has come here to enjoy, but he is enjoying not the prakriti, but prakriti jana guna, that is the qualities of the prakriti. There are three qualities of the prakriti: goodness, passion, and ignorance. Prakriti jana guna, these are products of material world. It is therefore described in another place. Daivijesha gunamayi, gunamayi, mamo maya durattaya. This illusory energy is, there are three qualities, qualitative. Some of them, therefore we find different types of species of life. Every living entity has associated with a particular type of guna. There are three gunas, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. And if you mix them up, then it becomes 9. 3 × 3 = 9. And again, if you mix up 9 × 9, then it becomes 81. Therefore, there are 8,400,000 species of life. Jalajana lakkhani sthavara lakkhavinshati. 900,000 species in the water. Similarly, birds, bees, trees, insects, animals. Then we come to the human form of life. These different types of bodies are meant for enjoying in a different spirit. Everyone is trying to enjoy. But he is enjoying, he is not enjoying the prakriti, but he is enjoying the association of the guna. Purusha prakriti so hi bhumite prakriti jana guna. Karanam guna sangas. So every living entity is suffering or enjoying. There is no enjoyment, everyone is suffering. But he, that is called Maya, he is suffering but he takes it as enjoying. Even the hog, the pig, he is eating stew, but he is thinking that he is enjoying. He is enjoying. He enjoys a certain type of food according to his quality. Nowadays, because people are becoming more and more in the modes of darkness, they are eating so many abominable things. And Prakriti also, minimizing the supply of sattvic food. Just like nowadays it has become scarcity of grains, of meat, of sugar. It is practical experience. Because people are becoming more and more in the modes of ignorance, therefore the foodstuff, these foodstuffs are in the modes of goodness. Just like Krishna wants, patram pushpam phalam tuyam jhumi bhakta apajichat. Krishna does not say, give me meat and drinking wine. Krishna can eat everything. He is omnipotent. But he does not say that you give me anything and everything. No. He specifically mentions, patram pushpam phalam tuyam jhumi bhakta apajichat. These things are the foodstuff in goodness. Rice, dal, wheat, that means grains, then sugar, fruits, vegetables, milk products, these foods are in the goodness. Similarly, there are foods, very chilly, very hot, these are in the passion. And similarly, in ignorance also, there are many food, stale food, meat, these are in the ignorance. So our business is, this human form of life, to get out of this cycle of birth and death and wandering in different species of life. This is the mission of human life. Human life, advanced consciousness, it is meant for getting out of this cycle of birth and death and wandering in different species of life. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev, guru krishna kripaya paya bhakti rata bij. In this way, the living entities, purusha, prakritistha, within this material world, he is wandering in different species of life, in different planets. But the disease is birth and death. Even if you take birth in the Brahma loka, Krishna says, Bhavrahma bhuvana lokan punaravarti noju. Even if you promote it to the Brahma loka, the highest planet, there is also death. You cannot avoid. Janma mitya jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsanam. That is real knowledge. That I don't want to die, but I am forced to die. I don't want to become old man, but I am forced to become old man. I don't want any disease, but disease is forced upon me. So these are the real problems. So Krishna says that Abramara, you may get any long duration of life, very comfortable life in higher planetary system. Just like people are engaged in doing pious activities. The result of pious activities is that you get your birth in a very good family, in a rich family, you get beauty, you become educated. Janmai sadya suta srivi. Janma means birth. High-class bar. And Aishadya means opulence, riches. And Sutta means education. And Sri means beauty. So by pious activities, you can get all these things. And impious activities, the opposite number. In a family, abominable, papajuni, lower grade family, not very beautiful, not educated, suffering in so many ways. So, either you get this life or that life, the janmamrityu jarabhyad is there. It is not that because you have got very beautiful body and born in very high class family and highly educated, you will avoid janmamrityu jarabhyad. That is not possible. The real problem is janmamrityu jarabhyad.
The karanam gunasangayasya sadasadjani,
high class life, and asadjani, papajani. So, why one is born in lower grade family, why one is born in high grade family? Karanam gunasangayasya. The cause is as he has associated with different types of qualities. Unfortunately, this science that there is birth after death and there is actually we are experiencing, we are seeing, but they do not inquire. They think that one can improve. That is not possible unless he changes the quality. He cannot improve. That is not possible. They do not know it. They are falsely trying to improve the position. Nobody is trying to become poor, everyone is trying to become rich. But it is not possible because he has got a particular type of body. And that body is already destined and he has to achieve happiness or suffer distresses according to the body. Therefore Shastra says, tasyai vahi to prajati to kovido, nalabhate jat pramatam uparje. He should try for that thing which you did not receive in your past life. Past life by our past activities or impast activities, we have got a type, different type of body here or in higher planetary system. That's all right. But that is not solution of my problem. The real problem is janmamrityu jarabhyad. So we should try, we should save time and utilize it, how to get out of this janmamrityu jarabhyad. That is the whole Vedic civilization. Therefore, it is said, tasyai vaheta prajatit kovida. If you are intelligent, then you should try, you should engage your life, how to get out of this cycle of birth and death. Tapo dibbam putraka jina suddhita satta. We have to purify our existence so that we can revive our original position of eternal life, blissful life, full of knowledge. That is our requirement. The modern civilization, they have no such information. Everyone is trying to improve his condition according to the quality, but that is not improvement. Real improvement is how to get out of this cycle of birth and death. That is real improvement. Janmamrityu jarabhyad dukkha dosha. Thank you very much.
So I'll have to go with Mr. Ganatra. You can have your arati.